Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Okay, gossip alert.
Now the latest from Hollywood.
And beyond.
It's Dana Stern.
It's brought to you by Ace Restoration Services. Have a delayed insurance claim? Let the experts estimate and document your damages. Ace2Restore.com. Here's Dana's Dirt.
Celebrity wedding is on the way and we're all invited.
Yeah.
Because it's probably going to be virtual anyway. Gwen Stefani and Blake Shelton have decided to tie the knot.
Finally. It's been forever. All these years of rumors and speculations. Are they going to get engaged?
When's it finally going to happen? It hasn't been that long. So they started dating in 2015. It was kind of messy.
It was messy
for him, you know.
Yeah.
Of course, they met being judges. Maybe they met before that, but they hooked up when they were judges together on The Voice and then let it sort of blossom on its own from there.
And waited and hopefully it works out and everything. Do you think at their wedding, you know, at that like their sweetheart table with their chairs, they'll be able to push a button and spin around and everything when people are talking to them?
So that everybody goes, so everybody groans. When you're ready for everybody to leave, that's the trick
that's
you pull out.
Good.
Yeah, okay, you guys, have a good night.
Turn your backs on them.
Right. Kim Kardashian's taking a lot of heat after flying herself and some family and friends to a private island to celebrate her birthday in the middle of a pandemic. Not because they didn't, they quarantined in advance. They took their COVID-19 test to make sure everybody was good and safe and ready to go.
Right.
But it was the humble bragging that did people in, where she felt humbled by, you know, them being able to do, basically get back to normal things.
That none of us can do.
Right.
Fly to a private island.
Yes. Uh-huh. Yeah. So if you're asking, was that Gilligan's? No, they will be back.
No, it's Kardashian Island. She's probably going to end up buying it more than likely.
Possibly. Chris Hemsworth has a new video series. It's on his Instagram. It's called Affirmations That Positively, Absolutely, Probably, Most Likely Won't Make Your 2020 Worse.
It's the longest hashtag
ever. I was going to say, make my morning not so awesome trying to read that. But basically, there are comedic videos where he is sitting, he's trying to just meditate and relax, and he has a kid that won't leave him alone, he has a dog that won't leave him alone, and then some murder hornets.
It's just great that he's sitting there in the middle of a pond, just trying to chill and meditate. Here comes old stinky dog.
Just like when his son comes swimming by him, and he's like, just push your worries away, and gives him like just a little bit of a shove. Yes.
That's my kid, get out of here.
Right.
Definitely worth watching if you want a good laugh today.
Jay and Dana's Morning Mix.
Every morning. Weekday mornings till 9 on Mix 105.1.
I'm your dog person, your cat person. They got that cute little trick that they can do that you like to show friends whenever they come over. But what if your cute little pet trick ends up costing you thousands of dollars? If you've got a pet at home that has cost you a ton of money in damage or just like ruined a huge area in your house, 407-919-1051. We want to hear about it. What happened? There's this lady who's got a one-year-old cat, and she thought it was super cute that the cat knew how to jump up on the counter. After it's been walking in that litter box, jumps up on the counter in the bathroom, can go over and take its paw and kind of tap on the handle for the sink and turn the water on. Oh, isn't that cute? And gets a little sip from underneath it. Well, here's the problem. The cat, when it jumped up the next time when she wasn't home, stepped in the middle of the sink, and you know, like the little plunger thing that goes up and down?
Yeah.
Well, the cat stepped on that and goes over and turns the water on. Water starts filling up the sink. The cat's like, I'm out of here. There's too much water here for me. Ends up flooding the entire upstairs of their house. She was only gone for just over 30 minutes. Just went to lunch. And that cat turned that water on and filled that sink up, and water started. And this is like a smaller, like two-bedroom, two-bath, like a cottage townhouse, but flooded their entire upstairs, water seeping through the wood floors, going through the ceiling, dripping down now into the first floor.
Yeah, it wouldn't matter if it was a Barbie house. I mean, it's your house.
That's a lot of money.
Yeah.
All from a stupid little pet trick from this cat. How much do you hate that cat when you come home now? Like, oh my God, never do this trick again. But who would have thought of that? Like, you wouldn't think of that if it's stepping right there. What are the chances of that happening?
And it could be like completely accidental. Like, it doesn't even matter that the cat knows how to turn on the faucet, because they could bump something and do, depending on the kind of handle it is,
right,
and do that too. So it still could have conceivably could have happened.
Like, look how smart my cat is. Oh, my cat just flooded my whole house.
Aww.
So do you have a pet that costs more damage, more money than that? Your dog, your cat, whatever it is. 407-919-1051.
Mix 105.1.
We're talking about that cute pet that you have at home that you just love so much, but they did thousands of dollars worth of damage. Good morning, John. What'd you have? What happened?
I had a wonderful little rabbit who used to be so cute, and the rabbit decided to eat all of our HDMI cords, Wi-Fi cords, electrical cords, anything that was behind the counter for our entertainment was all chewed up. So rabbit is now on a wonderful farm in another town.
It's so funny you say that. We had the cutest little rabbit too, and we named it Cujo because this rabbit ate everything, baseboards, wallpaper, the linoleum tile, anything it could chew, it ate.
Yes, sir. You know, you think you're doing something nice and you get this cute little cuddly animal, and then all of a sudden he comes home and he eats you out of house and home, literally. So
it shorts out your entire entertainment center.
That's it. Mind blown. Like, okay, cute animal, no more entertainment. All right, bye, rabbit.
Claire, you have a dog that caused you some damage. What happened?
Oh, yeah, a lot of damage. My dog, she was 4 months old, and she loves to dig, and her sister loves to dig. And they dug the whole entire yard up in one day. But that wasn't the best part. The best part was she fell in one of those holes and broke her leg. And she was only 4.5 months old.
Oh,
and that was $5,000.
Oh, my gosh. But she's okay?
Oh, yeah, she's okay. Her leg is really strong. We had the best doctor, I believe, in Oviedo. So, yeah, she's good, but she's worth over $5,000 now. She's a pet rescue. But
Beverly, what happened with your dog?
It chewed a hole right through the wallboard behind the closet door. You know, the door usually stays pretty shut and open. And after a week of having this puppy, I looked behind the door, and he actually gnawed a giant hole right through the wallboard. And then the vet said, well, that's not unusual. They chew on something, but I was thinking a shoe, something. But they did. He actually could chew sideways. He must have been chewing sideways. How does he chew a hole right through the wall?
He's trying to get to you. He was. There's a wall separating us. I got to get to my mama.
Yeah. And when I looked at him, I went, ah! And he had these, like, pitiful looking eyes. But
That's because he was thirsty. He'd been eating drywall. He wanted a bowl of water. Have
oh
a good
God.
Morning, Beverly.
Well, you too. I love listening to your radio station.
Thank you so much. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Jay and Dana's Morning Mix.
Let's go.
Woo! Weekday mornings till 9.
They're the first voices I hear in the morning.
Oh, my God. I have to turn up the volume.
On Mix 105.1.
You did not just say that.
Oh, no, she did.
The Daily Dilemma.
With Jay and Dana's Morning Mix.
If you ever need some advice and not sure where to turn, who to talk to, you can always ask us, see if we can help you out. Here's today's Daily Dilemma.
Back home Labor Day, my girl broke up with me. We had dated for a couple of years. I was sold a property, was ready to buy a ring and ask her to get married, and then she broke up. It's been a couple months now, and I guess basically I want to know if I should try to get back in touch with her, try again, or wait for her, or just let it go. I mean, my heart is in it. If there's any kind of chance, I'd like to try again. If there's absolutely no chance at all, then okay, too. It's just, I'm thinking of an old love story in a movie or something that, hey, you break up, go through a little thing, da-da-da, get back together, and live happily ever after, because I was at the point of asking her to get married. So not only is it a breakup, but it's kind of like I was already there in my mind.
That's got to be hard. Like, you have no idea what was just about to happen, but I guess luckily it happened just before he went out and made the purchase of that expensive ring. I mean, as long as she hasn't blocked you on social media or texts and different things like that, ask her. If she doesn't want to answer, that's her choice. She doesn't have to answer.
Yeah, you just have to be prepared to move on. If she, you don't want to keep going back and over again and hurt yourself. Yeah, but I would reach out to her and see if she wants to talk.
Yeah, you never know. It could start things back up again or at least give you some sort of closure.
I agree, and I think it's completely fine to ask, did I do anything wrong? Like, what could I have done better in this relationship? Because I'm getting to that point where I'm realizing that's a great idea, and that's what I've been starting to do. And I think it's helpful because it's going to help improve either that relationship back on track or your future ones.
Yeah, so that way you don't make the same mistake twice.
Yep.
Got some advice for him, 407-919-1051.
Mix 105.1.
All right, so today's Daily Dilemma. He was just about to ask her to marry him, and then all of a sudden she broke up with him. Does he go back and talk to her, or is he just leave it alone? He wants some sort of closure. Dawn, what do you think he should do?
I think he should talk to her.
Find out exactly what happened. Did he do something wrong? Is there a chance of getting back together? Just something, anything?
He should do anything.
Because if he loves her that much and she's the one, then it's worth talking to, trying to fix it?
Exactly.
Well, and I don't even know if it's about fixing it. I mean, it seems like obviously that's what he's hoping for. Mm-hmm. But just so he can get some closure and move on, like that's a really big blank to have in your life where you just don't know why something happened.
Michael, you got some advice?
Yeah, I would take a completely different perspective. I moved to Florida because I was dying of a broken heart. Same thing. 2 years, ready to give her a ring. She broke up with me. I came down here to just clear my head and get a fresh start. And because of it, I found my present wife of 36 years, 2 kids, 2 grandkids. And I will tell you, just trust that God has a better plan for him and use this experience to be more mature in the next relationship.
And move.
Well, we don't want to lose them.
Well, yeah, what the hell?
All right, Michael. Hey, man, that's actually a great love story. 36 years. Congratulations.
Thank you, sir.
Have a great day.
Take care, you guys.
Jay and Dana's Morning Mix.
Every morning. Weekday mornings till 9 on Mix 105.1.
All right, here we go. Let's have a little bit of fun. You got a job, right? Can you describe it in a spooky way? I saw a Halloween meme last night that kept me entertained all day. It said, just describe what you do for a living in one sentence, but just put a little Halloween twist on it. And I just kept myself entertained trying to come up with different ones for what we do here and just laugh throughout the day. And I'm like, all right, let's play along with you. 407-919-1051. Here's an example, all right? Here's one that I wrote yesterday. Can you hear that? It's me. Yes, I'm talking to you. I'm in your car. I'm in your office. I'm even in your bedroom. But no matter how hard you try, you can't see me. Makes us sound like a little bit spooky here, right?
When you say it in that voice, it does.
Well, that's the whole gist of it.
Yes.
It can be a, hey, everybody. All right, so here we go, Kim. Start us off. What do you do? Put a spooky twist on it, and then let's see if we can guess what you do for a living.
Okay, so I wake up at the bewitching hour, where I go and hold a seance with ghouls, goblins, and demonic entities sometimes before returning home.
Are you a teacher?
I am a teacher.
Yeah, there we go. Okay. Well, I hope today goes a little bit more smoothly for you.
Thank you. I hope so.
All right, we're one for one so far. Have a good day at school.
You as well.
Bye, Kim.
Bye.
All right, Mara, it's your turn. We're one for one so far. Describe your job in a Halloween scary way, and let's see if we can guess what you do for a living.
Okay. As innocent victims walk through my door, I try to tame their monsters with my shears.
Are you like the worst nurse ever?
No.
Do you cut hair?
I do.
Okay, there we go. The worst nurse ever. All right, Mara, we're two for two so far. We're doing well. Have an awesome day.
You too.
It's early on. We haven't been stumped yet. So what do you do for a living and put a little twist on it for Halloween? 407-919-1051.
Mix 105.1.
We're playing a little game for Halloween. See how well you do. It's your job to describe what you do for a living with a little bit of a Halloween scary twist. And then it's our job to figure out if we can figure out what your job is. We're two for two so far. John, what do you do for a living with a spooky twist?
Yes, I carry chains around, and I have to do this more retiring when you break down.
Are you a road ranger?
Close.
Tow truck driver?
Yes.
There we go.
I'm giving myself credit for that.
Yeah, it's very similar. All right, John, thanks for playing along. Have a safe, fun day, man.
I will. I sure will.
All right, David, what about you? What do you do for a living? Let's see if we can guess with a little spooky twist.
Not too many tricks. But when the bats are swinging, you could end up with a treat.
Are you a baseball coach?
In that realm, yes.
Do you work at a facility where you do some training?
I work at a facility, but not training. Did I tell you?
Yeah.
Baseball, softball tournament organizer.
Oh, I mean, we're kind of somewhere. We're in the same ballpark.
We were close. Yeah.
You were in the ballpark.
We're giving ourselves credit for it. David, thanks for calling. Have a good morning.
You too. Bye-bye.
All right, Russ, what do you do for a living? Put a little spooky twist on it. See if we can guess.
I drive around in a big machine and scoop up children and their parents and take them away.
kids and parents.
Do you do a shuttle for the airport?
Nope.
Uber driver?
Nope.
Dana's looking to the sky for the answer.
Maybe out at the theme parks? One of the trams or something?
You're close.
Oh.
Yeah, like a bus driver or something out there. What do?
I drive the bus at Disney.
Oh, there we go. Okay, again, you're getting credit for it. You were close enough. Hey, thanks for calling, Russ. Have a good morning.
Thank you, too. Bye.
Naima. Okay, describe your job. Give us a little Halloween twist on it.
I draft plans to make people's dreams come true in the rooms they spend the most time in.
You're an interior designer?
Sort of, yeah. I'm a cabinet designer.
Ah!
Yeah, I bet you do make a lot of dreams come true.
Yeah, some people have some interesting dreams, though.
Yeah, I bet. But even with you trying to put a scary twist on it, it still sounded fairly pleasant.
Well, I was aiming for more like a genie type of thing.
A Casper-type ghost.
Yeah.
Hey, have a great day, Naima.
You too.
All right, Brandon, what's yours? Describe your job.
Alrighty. So it is I that gather the ghosts and goblins and ghouls for ceremony and celebration and ensure that they have a bewitching and spooktacular time.
All right, you're something in the entertainment field. You're like, are you a DJ? Do you work in weddings?
Special events manager.
Okay, again, we're kind of close, actually, but not exactly.
Well, truth be told, my side job is a wedding DJ, but yeah, so you're spot on.
All right, there we go. Nailed it. Thanks, Brandon.
Have a good day.
All right, Pammy, what do you do for a living with a Halloween twist?
Hi, Jay. I stalk people for a living. Once they are in my hands, I can make them sweat or freeze.
I have no idea. Wait.
Do you work at like a cryo? What do you call those places? A clinic? A cryo clinic? Yeah.
No.
Do you do heating and air for a living?
Yes.
Oh!
We're pretty good at this, Pammy.
Oh, yeah. That's pretty good. I didn't think you were going to get it.
Hey, have a great morning.
You too.
Jay and Dana's Morning Mix.
Let's go.
Weekday mornings till 9.
Hey, the first voices I hear in the morning.
Oh my God, I have to turn up the volume.
On Mix 105.1.